Scott Walker on Yoff's Long Game, sponsor 1 million students. Sue schools violating free speech, launch tip lines exposing leftism. By Robert Krajicek on March 26, 2021. Former Governor Scott Walker, RY, president of Young America's Foundation, explained his organization's long game strategy, including constitutional lawsuits, partnerships with other conservative organizations, and use of a tip line to expose leftism in the educational establishment. On Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption, Yoff plans to establish chapters across all the nation's college and university campuses, Walker said. We support students in more than half of all the campuses in America, he noted. That's over 2,000 campuses, but we've got to be in all 4,000, because the left is. He added, we need to start sooner, not just in college, but in the high school and even junior high, so we've got aggressive programs to do this. The former Wisconsin governor shared Yoff's intentions to expand into elementary, middle, and high schools. He described the composition of curriculum as another front in the political battle against the left. Listen. We want to get a million new students involved as participants in our program, Walker remarked, listing the first goal of Yoff's new plan. Yoff launched a tip line through which students, teachers, and other stakeholders can share information about leftist policies in education. Walker stated, we've got this aggressive tip line that often exposes radical and out-of-control professors. We've exposed, sadly, many situations where increasingly campuses are segregating students, even in terms of training and even living circumstances. The Yoff tip line led to revelations of a local school district in Iowa pushing the Black Lives Matter campaign on children as young as 4. Among the ideas forced on students, aged 4 to 18, are queer-affirming, transgender-affirming, globalism, and disruption of Western nuclear family dynamics, reported Yoff. The local Iowa school district pushed transgender narratives to students, framing sex as an arbitrary social construct, denying human sexual dimorphism and rejecting family as a universal human institution. Last month for Black History Month, an Iowa local school district partnered with BLM for a BLM Week of Action, Walker recalled. It had literally nothing to do with Black history, and in fact went from preschool all the way till 12th grade. And what we found was they were giving out coloring pages. They were telling kids that they could pick their gender. Now, these are preschoolers and kindergarteners. He continued, this makes no sense. They were saying the father didn't have to be a part of the family structure anymore. These are radical ideas. Instead, maybe we should be teaching kindergarteners and young kids in elementary school how to read and how to write. And appreciation for American history instead of the 1619 Project. Walker identified hatred of America as a component of leftist pedagogy. He said Yoff would provide patriotic materials to parents and students to counteract all this nonsense about hating America. We're going to lift up our American icons, Walker remarked. We're going to lift up our Americans' founding principles. We're going to lift up our Judeo-Christian values. Those are things that are timeless, and that we need to get back to get this country back on the right track. Yoff also intends to expand its digital reach as part of its vision, Walker added. We found in our research and polling, the number one place that young people get their information is on YouTube, he stated. So we created a YouTube channel, Yoff TV. We've seen a tremendous jump this past year with the shutdowns because people want to gravitate to real content and watching our speakers. Walker added, we want to have 5 million subscribers on YouTube, under the long game plan and 1 billion views on our YouTube channel. Yoff will assist in lawsuits to combat violations of the First Amendment, Walker held. The organization said it will be holding schools accountable in court for free speech violations and fighting back across the country against anti-conservative bias and discrimination. Walker remarked, when it comes to free speech, we're going to be aggressive. Take it to the campuses, and take it to the liberals. We will not just wait until someone complains to us and asks us to get involved in the lawsuit, but we're going to get involved. I don't like to typically litigate, but the Constitution's on our side when it comes to free speech, he added. We've won big cases, even at places like UC Berkeley. But we've got fights to fight everywhere across America. We're in a fight right now in Florida. We're involved with our students, college Republicans, Turning Point, others, who are unfairly targeted. We need to do more things to back up our students on every campus, whether they're in our chapters or our members or not. We're going to back up conservative students with the law and fight for what's right, for free speech. Walker called for an end to turf battles between varying conservative groups. We want to partner with other organizations, he expressed. It's not enough just to have Yoff doing it. The left gets this. They unite. They form together. They don't fight each other. We need to get beyond turf battles and say, we are in this together. Walker identified critical race theory as a neo-Marxist ideology designed to sow seeds of discord between Americans. We are gonna push back even harder on things like critical race theory, he stated. Critical race theory is not about peace amongst the races. This is part of a larger plan. It started decades ago, even before I was born, with Marxists trying to impose Marxism and communism and socialist tendencies on the United States. That didn't work, because we're not in a class-based society in America. He concluded by highlighting the American dream as contrary to communist visions of egalitarianism. You can come out of the poorest of the poor households and succeed and do well, whether it's in business or politics or anywhere else in life. And the opportunities are endless and boundless to people who come to America or were born here. Critical race theory, and the BLM efforts and others are really about coming at Marxism from a different direction. In fact, the three founders of BLM flat out acknowledge that they are Marxist-trained sympathizers. And in the end, they want to use race and sex and gender as new ways to pit groups of Americans against others to try to re-establish the economy. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.